that time on a Tuesday.
Anywho.
Where great song on Jethro Tull's Aqualung album called Wondering Aloud. That's what we do. Did he really say that? After careful consideration, did he really tweet that? Is that the idiot hill that person really wants to die on? It's called Crunch Times. What are you doing? And we start with Alex.
All that stuff you said sounds like a thing, so I'm going to go along with it. To NFL scouts, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm literally wondering, what are you doing with your lives? Like, I assume the NFL teams that hire you to do your jobs, which I'm told is to look at prospective NFL players and determine whether or not they are indeed viable NFL players. I assume those teams pay you money for your services, right? So what the hell are 13 of you doing in San Diego on March 22nd, watching Johnny Manziel throw in shorts? Again, this is the Tebow factor stuff. This dude is not an NFL player. Not only is he not an NFL player, but he's an addict who still hasn't proven that he can lay off hard drugs for longer than a few months. That's Johnny Football. And you guys really had nothing better to do than watch him throw footballs to semi-pro wideouts on a high school field. And they called it a pro day, like he's still a college player. And I guess this is where I should mention that Colin Kaepernick is still working out regularly and would love to get a few looks from NFL scouts. Manziel is bad, short, and addicted to drugs. Kaepernick led a team to the Super Bowl, is still in really good shape, but took a knee during the anthem. Nah, there's no collusion against him, sure, as we ask.
What are you doing?
If you think there's collusion, there's probably collusion.
They keep on proving the point, man.
See MLB Collusion 1980s Parts 1, 2, and 3. And see if you see any similarities.
Yep.
To a Florida State basketball coach, Leonard Hamilton, I ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, down a couple possessions against Wake Forest in mid-January on the road. It's over. Eat the loss. Rally the troops for the next game against North Carolina State. The NCAA tournament? This just in, you ever heard of survive in advance, single elimination, lose and go home? And sounds nuts, might actually help to know the score of the game. They got this really big device right over your head. 4-point game, 1 or 2 seconds left, it's over. 12 seconds left, 4-point game, missed free throws, 3-pointers. Hey, what if some knucklehead on Michigan fouls your 3-point shooter?
Jeez.
Then to chastise Dana Jacobson of CBS for having the audacity to ask literally the only question had on their mind in the immediate aftermath. Hey, you cop to it the next day, but man, that was just asinine, coach, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Babies acting like babies. To the Oakland Athletics, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is my team, but they do some small-time petty stuff with regularity. This time, it was in preparation for an exhibition matchup with the Giants on the 25th. They sent out a somewhat helpful tweet for fans attending the game with lots of information on how to get there and how to park when they eventually did get there. Unfortunately, part of that parking plan was to charge Giants fans $20 more than anyone else. So $50 for parking at an exhibition baseball game for San Francisco fans. But that's not all. Apparently, if a Giants fan yelled, "Go A's," at the parking gates, then they would only have to pay $30 like everyone else. And as if that wasn't small time enough, they also offered Giants fans the opportunity to trade in their Giants hats for brand new A's hats at the BART Plaza.
That's okay, though.
Bro, I am fully aware that this is an exhibition and that we're in spring training, but can we at least act like we're a Major League Baseball team every once in a while? It's already hard enough to root for the team when they give away all of their good players every single offseason, and now they keep doing lame crap like this. I am depressed, as we ask.
What are you doing?
They do donate the Giants hats to the third world country, so it's not like they're just burning them or something. So
they probably should.
I was just going to say, what's the difference?
Yeah.
To the New York Mets, I ask.
What are you doing?
And by the way, this is along those just annoying athletes that won't go away, like Alex was talking about Manziel.
Yep.
And yeah, it's Tim Tebow. After the former Heisman winner hit a whopping 226 at single A last season.
Killing it.
He was invited to the Mets training camp. He absolutely tore it up. Played 7 games, went 1 for 18. So what kind of demotion did that lead to? Well, none. The organization announced he heads north. He's going to join the Binghamton Rumble Ponies at Double A.
Oh, no.
Of course, it falls in line with the statement from GM Sandy Alderson that Tebow will play in the majors at some point. One catch. At Single A, you're dealing with a much different caliber of pitcher. Guys who maybe a year ago were facing high school hitters. At Double A, not so much. A lot of these guys are polished and on the brink of actually earning their way to the show. For a major American team sport franchise to continue this dog and pony show is at best annoying beyond belief, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Dog and pony show heads to the Rumble Ponies. I like it. It just makes sense. Yeah, totally. To handshake dorks, I ask.
What are you doing?
So Kansas State beat Kentucky in the tournament, and for some reason, a big story to come from the game was whether or not the Kentucky or Kansas State players shook hands after the game. So K-State said Kentucky just walked off like a bunch of babies. Kentucky said they tried to shake hands, but the K-State players were too busy celebrating, so they just walked off. Oh my God, you're all babies. Look, shaking hands after a game is a nice thing on paper. We're all good sports. We're all trying to act like grown-ups, I guess. But do we really care? I feel like the handshake line is super outdated. Like, it still has value for little kids because that's a valuable trait to teach kids. But once a person reaches the legal age to join the military, they should be able to decide if they want to be a good person or not. And some of us don't want to be, especially when we just had our biggest dreams dashed and are watching the people who did it celebrate right in our faces. Good sportsmanship is overrated in grown-ups because we're still judging them like they're kids. They're not. Keep your laws off my handshake line. Who really cares if grown-ups shake hands or not, as I ask?
What are you doing?
Alex hates decency.
Sure do.
Though it's been...
It's overrated.
Except in Canada and the NHL. That's fine.
That's the first thing I brought up to him. Ask him.
Yeah, Steve literally brought that up when I brought up this topic earlier today. But it's cool in hockey. I was like, okay. I mean, and if they don't do it, then I'm not going to have a problem with it.
It's Canada. Though it's been a record time in between, I got to go with that family again. LeVar and LiAngelo Ball, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So they announced today he's leaving that high-level league in Lithuania because the kid is entering the NBA draft, and it's been well documented. He's one of the rocket scientists at UCLA who got caught shoplifting in China. No way that was going wrong. Then after losing that chance, he headed overseas. And now, in case you've been following those draft boards, yeah, his name's not even in the remote vicinity. He was never viewed as a one-and-done guy, even if he paid for his merchandise in China, or two-and-done. And if a certain ESPN insider is in the business of providing hope, he's fired. Because today, Adrian Wojnarowski dropped a Twitter bomb on this whole absurd idea. I'll paraphrase. No chance he's drafted in June, and that was true before he shoplifted in China. He's not on any scouting list, not even the extended list. He's going to take that as a no. Do the math. 60 players get picked. He's not a college player. He's not really an international player. He's a runaway, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Would he have even started at UCLA? All the reports I saw, I got the sense he wasn't.
Right.
Like, he was like a role player for UCLA if he played at all.
And not that good of a UCLA team in a really bad Pac-12.
Exactly.
And so he's going to be one of the 60 players these franchises spend a draft pick on. Man.
I'm sure he's going to get picked ahead of Aaron Holiday, who just declared today and led the Pac-12 in scoring from UCLA. Surely.
And Ayton. I think he goes two behind Ayton.
Yep.